Okay, welcome to another installment of Haggadah Highlights. Just going to mute everyone temporarily, just to decrease the background noise. Okay, as usual, our learning this afternoon is dedicated in memory of those for whom we would be saying Kaddish, Tzvi Yitzchak ben Yosef Yoel, Chana Yita bas Avram Halevi, Aaron Yaakov ben Chaim Nachman, Chayasar bas Yecheskel Shraga. And the Crowd brothers and their families have sponsored Le'ilah Nishmas, their mother, who just recently passed, Elke Gitel Bas Yisrael Mordechai. Their neshamos should all have an aliyah. Okay, so we're up to the paragraph of Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And this is an interesting paragraph, although it doesn't seem to have too much to do with the Leil HaSeder, at least at face value. So the paragraph, the Haggadah tells us, Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I am 70 years old, and many of us are familiar with the story in the Gemara in Brachos that he was kind of very suddenly thrust into the position of Nasi, and he wasn't really that old, and overnight he HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously made him look like he was 70 years old to gain honor and respect in the eyes of all those that he was serving. So Ariani Kevenshivim Shanov Lozachisish Temayitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. I wasn't aware of the fact. I didn't merit the fact that Yitzias Mitzrayim must be mentioned at night. Achad Drasha Ben Zoma until Ben Zoma made the following drasha. The pasuk tells us so we have a mitzvah to remember the day that we left Mitzrayim all the days of our lives. Yemei Chayecha Hayomim Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. So Yemei Chayecha teaches us that we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the day. Kol Yemei Chayecha teaches us the extra kol, teaches us that even at night we have to mention it. As we know, we mention it twice a day, both at Shacharis and at Mariv, Kriya Shema of Mariv and Kriya Shema of Shacharis. V'chachamim omri Yemei Chayecha olam hazeh, kol Yemei Chayecha lo havi limos ha-mashiach. And the Chachamim say, no, the drasha is somewhat different. The Pesukim are not coming, the Pasuk is not coming to teach us that we have an obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim both during the day and at night, but rather the Pasuk is coming to teach us that we have an obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim both nowadays in Olam Hazeh, as well as in the future, even in Yemos HaMashiach. Now this is a very nice paragraph, but again, at face value, it seems to have very little to do with the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder is all about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's about reliving the story of Mitzrayim. It's not just about the mentioning Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we do each and every day, Rav Soloveitchik at length developed this distinction, which I believe originated with his grandfather, Reb Chaim, the difference between the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and the yearly mitzvah, the annual mitzvah that we do on the night of the Seder of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. They're qualitatively different mitzvahs. So if this paragraph is all about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, so why do we talk about this on the night of the Seder? Why do we include this in the Haggadah? And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggested the following answer. And he said, the reason why this is relevant to the night of the Seder is really because of the last line, the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim believe that the words Yemei Chayecha teach us that we're obligated to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in nowadays in this world. And Kol Yemei Chayecha teaches us Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. What does that mean? That means, and it's astounding, that means that even after Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, Bimheira V'yameinu, and redeems us from all of our troubles. And that, of course, is the ultimate Geula. That's the ultimate Yeshua. We're still going to be talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. One would think, that's it. Once Mashiach comes, that's the real Geula. That's the ultimate Geula. We don't need to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. What relevance does Yitzias Mitzrayim have in our lives once we have the Mashiach Tzidkenu, the third Beis HaMikdash? But say the Chachamim, no. Even in Yemos HaMashiach, even after the final Geula, even after the ultimate redemption, we still have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Explains Rabbi Yaakov, you see the centrality of Yitzias Mitzrayim from this opinion of the Chachamim. If the obligation to talk about the Yitzia exists even during Yemos HaMashiach, even after the time of the ultimate redemption, that shows the significance of the story that we're about to tell. That's why it's relevant tonight. You're right. The mitzvos of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is different than the mitzvos of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But this shows the relevance, this shows the significance, this shows the importance of the mitzvah that we're about to embark upon, this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's so important that even after Yemos HaMashiach, we're still going to be talking about it, we're still going to be mentioning it. Now, what is this centrality? Rabbi Yaakov doesn't elaborate it right here, but I think many of the Mefarshim explain that one of the reasons why this story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is so significant is because it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role not only as the Borei, not only as the creator of the world, but also as the Manhik, also as the one who runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs nature on a day-to-day basis. Mechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem is constantly renewing creation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to alter, to affect, to change nature, even mid-course, at will, as we see from the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, from the Esrei Makos, from Kriyas Yamsuf, and from all of the incredible nisim that happened then. Another answer he suggested to this problem is that he says if you look at the beginning of the Pasuk is referring to the Korban Pesach. And essentially what the Pasuk is saying is that our celebration of the night of Pesach, our celebration and our bringing of the Korban Pesach has to be so meaningful, has to be so impactful that it lasts the entire year, that it lasts Kol Yemei Chayecha, that we have to bring the Korban Pesach in a way where it's going to affect us throughout the rest of the year. I remember one of my Rebbeim, Rav Tzvi Berkowitz, used to say that, of course, Chazara is important. Review is crucial when you learn something. But he says there's also a difference in how you learn it. You can learn it to remember it for a week. You can learn it to remember it for a year. You can learn it to remember it for eternity. How you learn it, the energy that you invest, the attention that you invest, and the koach that you invest when you learn something also makes a difference in how you retain that knowledge and how it becomes part of you. So too says Rabbi Yaakov, based on this pasuk, Kol Yemei Chayecha, that our hakrav of the Korban Pesach, our bringing of the Korban Pesach, has to be significant enough and impactful enough that it doesn't just last that night. It doesn't just last even just for the Yom Tov of Pesach, but it lasts throughout the year, and it lasts Kol Yemei Chayecha. And of course, unfortunately, today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We can't bring a Korban Pesach. But at least our celebration of the Seder, at least our observance of the mitzvos halayla, of the mitzvos of the Seder, whether it's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or Matzah or Maror and all the other mitzvos, should also affect us, not just for that night, and not just for the Yom Tov of Pesach, but should affect us for Kol Yemei Chayecha, for the entire year, should carry on Amir Tzashem till next year, when hopefully we'll be back in Yerushalayim with the Binyan Bayishlish, and we'll be able to bring that Korban Pesach once again. Okay, if we look at the next paragraph of Baruch HaMako, and this is kind of an introductory paragraph to the four sons, which we'll talk about perhaps tomorrow, but this introductory paragraph of Baruch HaMako Baruch Hu, right? Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Makom, which we'll talk about in a moment. Baruch Shenasan Torah La'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. And Rav Soloveitchik famously explained that this introduction is almost like a Birchos HaTorah. Right? If you look at the formulation, we're praising, blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenasan Torah La'amo Yisrael. It almost sounds like Birchos HaTorah. Shebachar Baruch Mikol Ha'amim Menosan Lono Es Toroso. Right? Right? So it almost sounds like a Birchos HaTorah. Soloveitchik said this is like a Birchos HaTorah before we begin the process of Limur, before we begin the process of learning not only the halachos of Pesach, but also the entire story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, what's strange about this pasuk? About this passage in the Haggadah, as we introduce the Arba Banim, is why do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here as Hamakom? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Hamakom. Chazal tell us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekomo Shel Olam, right? He is the place of the world. The world doesn't exist in him. He is the place of the world, whatever that means on the metaphysical level. But why here? We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many different places throughout the Haggadah. Why here specifically do we talk about Hamakom? Do we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hamakom? The one other place prominently in our minds where we know we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hamakom is Hamakom Menachem Eschem. When we're Menachem Avim, when we come to someone who's lost a loved one and we want to comfort them, we also say Hamakom Menachem Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Makom, should bring you comfort among all of those who mourn for Tzion and for Yerushalayim. So why do we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu here as Hamakom? And Rav Soloveitchik offered an unbelievable answer, beautiful, beautiful answer, which is so important. I've seen it in different places. Even Rabbi Friend in his Haggadah, he quotes Rav Soloveitchik's answer here. And Rav Soloveitchik explained based on a Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that both Yechezkel Hanavi as well as Yeshaya Hanavi both experienced the Nevuah regarding the Kisei HaKavod, the heavenly throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, if you look at the Nevuos of Yechezkel and Yeshaya, you see that Yechezkel's Nevuah is very vivid in its detail. Yeshaya's Nevuah is much less vivid. And the question is why? Why, if they're both prophesying about the same thing, they're both seeing the same thing in their Nevuah, the Kisei HaKavod, why is it that when Yechezkel sees it and tells that Nevuah, it's very vivid, and when Yeshaya does so, it's not in the same detail? And the Gemara answers that Yechezkel Hanavi was like a villager that saw the king, while Yeshaya Hanavi was like a city dweller who saw the king. And my friend brings the mashal. He says, imagine someone who lives in Washington, D.C., a resident of Washington, D.C. So what happens? The president's motorcade passes by in the local streets. Maybe you see, Marine One taking off from the White House lawn or wherever else it takes off from. So what happens? You might notice it. You catch a glimpse. You turn your head for a minute. But then you turn back because it's Ma'asim B'Chol Yom. These are things that happen all the time. It's not shocking to see the president's motorcade driving through Washington, D.C. That's normal. But someone in a small hick town in the middle of nowhere, right, in Midwest America, where a visit of the president is extremely rare, if a presidential motorcade would pass by, if Marine One would land, the entire town is going to come out to see. And then they're going to remember it in all of its detail and retell the story to all of their relatives. You know what we saw today? Right, we saw the president's motorcade and had this many cars and that many cars. And when he got out, there was this Secret Service. For people in Washington, they're the city dwellers. That's normal. But for people in the middle of nowhere, they're like the villagers. So Yechezkel HaNavi was like a villager. He was someone where it was, again, the idea is that Yeshaya HaNavi, when he saw this Nevuah, there was still a Beis HaMikdash. So when Yeshaya HaNavi is seeing the Nevuah, there's still a Beis HaMikdash. He's used to seeing images like the Kisei HaKavod. He's used to feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence with him. Yechezkel HaNavi was after the Churban. He's not used to seeing that anymore. He doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in his life the way that Yeshaya did. And that's why Yechezkel HaNavi is like the villager. It's something new. It's something exciting. He describes it in vivid detail. For Yeshaya HaNavi, it's also meaningful. But it's kind of normal. It's a little bit more commonplace. And he says that's why we know that in the Kiddusha that we say, Mirtz Hashem, we should get back to saying Kiddusha. And I was about to say that we say each and every day. Unfortunately, we haven't been saying Kiddusha each and every day. But Mirtz Hashem, we'll get back to saying Kiddusha very soon, each and every day. And what do we say? We say first the pasuk in Yeshaya, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos, Melo Chol Haaretz Kivodo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, his glory, fills the entire world. That's Yeshaya's perspective. That's Beis HaMikdash. That's Hashem's Shechina in totally enveloping our lives. What's the pasuk from Yechezkel that we say? Baruch Kivod Hashem Mimakomo, from his place, from his Mako. Yechezkel uses Mimakomo. Yechezkel uses Mako. And explains Rav Soloveitchik that of course HaMakom is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaMakom is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he is not clearly visible. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Yeshaya HaNavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, his Shekhinah was visible, his Shekhinah was palpable to people. We didn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaMakom at that time. But in Yechezkel HaNavi's time, after the Churban, we didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis anymore. That's Mimakomo, that's HaMakom. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's not so clearly visible, when he's a little bit hard to see. That's when we say that. And therefore, explains Rav Soloveitchik, that's why we use HaMakom when we're Menachem Avil. Why? Because there's no greater time in a human being's life when sometimes it's hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu than after the passing of a loved one. A person loses a relative, a person loses a loved one. Sometimes it's hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. Why now? Why in this circumstance? Why like this? Sometimes why so young? Right? That's the way we think, and it's hard for us sometimes to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. Right? Even now, this coronavirus, people, Rachmana Litzlan, losing their lives. It's sometimes hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was talking to a high school kid this morning. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this? Why is he doing this? It's hard to, we can't answer these questions. We can learn the lessons from the experiences, but we can't answer these questions. But these are the questions that are on people's minds, because sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu is hard to see, especially in a time like this where it's Hester Panim. And explains Rav Soloveitchik, that's why we begin with Hamakom right here, Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, because we're about to begin the Haggadah. Right, we're beginning Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. We're beginning the story of the Haggadah. It's almost been 2,000 years without a Beis Hamikdash, without a Korban Pesach. Hester Panim, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's there, but he's hard to see. We can't quite find him. We can't quite see him through the clouds, through the murkiness of our lives. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, that even in the cloudy times, even in the dark times, even in the times of Hester Panim where we can't really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we've been without a Beis HaMikdash and without a Korban Pesach for so long, even there, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Even there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessed. Even there, in those places, we see him. We see the outline. We're able to recognize. And Baruch Shenasan Torah La'amo Yisrael, because that's the way that we can truly see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we learn his Torah in this world, as Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has now in this world, Da'alamo Shel Halacha Bilvad. Now in this world, there's no more Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Avodah. All he has is Halacha. All he has is the Torah. So the way that we can connect with him right now is through the Torah. That's why we use Hamakom here, and that's why we begin with Torah. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the